views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hi, Artie.
Hey, Sky. How's it going?
It's going great, honey. How's it going for you?
So far, so good. It's been like weird energy. Thank God Mercury retrograde. Saturday is the big celebration day where retrograde will finally be over, and hopefully there won't be any more ass whooping.
I'm telling you guys.
You know?
I don't even want to jinx it, but I did have a couple of mishaps this Mercury retrograde. I really did. Mm-hmm. I had some falling out with some family members who are close to me. I shall mention no names. But other than that, we've been pretty good, except for the little, like, day-to-day little annoyances.
Yeah, the energy has just been weird for me. Energy has been very weird.
I have had this month an entire day where I felt as though I just couldn't wrap my head around connecting. No matter what I did, it was just like total
blocked.
Yes, I was so blocked, and I felt that from when I woke up in the morning and I did meditate, and I knew spirit was around me, but I just stayed away from everybody because I feel like when I can't connect to spirit to talk to them, even on my own behalf, I don't feel like I'm complete. So I was very nasty and arrogant that day, and I felt myself being nasty. And I kept saying, why are you like this? This is not you. And then I realized we're in Mercury retrograde, and I says, okay. And I think that was last Thursday.
Yeah.
And you were suffering too last Thursday.
And it just ended yesterday, her mood.
No, actually, I've been okay. Thank God. I was really nervous Sunday. We had a really big show in a restaurant on Sunday.
At Baxter's in Kingsburg.
Yes.
And it was phenomenally fantastic.
It really was, guys.
Everybody walked away happy. And it was just a blast. It really was. It was a great, great time.
We were both so on.
We were right on the money, bouncing off of each other.
It was.
We had people laughing and crying.
Right.
And
it was fabulous. I just
really
can't say anything else but fabulous. Good job.
Awesome. You know, way to go. So, but the benefit of working with somebody rather than just working by yourself is that, you know, you have two different personalities working, bouncing off of one another, and just, you know, you're constantly getting two different angles from situations or with people. And Sky was definitely a fantastic medium that day. I was more on the psychic level that day, and I did a little mediumship, and we just piggybacked a little bit off of each other, but it was so much fun, and everybody, their eyes were open, and
the energy was
phenomenal.
And you know what, folks, too, with Artie and I, don't forget, it's not only my spirit guides that are with us, it's both of our spirit guide teams that are with us, and they are heavy stuff. I know that his mom is like right there with us. I feel his mom all the time. And I know that he feels my son all the time.
Yes.
And other than that, I feel my grandmother. I feel my father and my brother. I have so many.
But also everybody else's loved ones who was there.
Yeah.
It's like everyone was definitely pulling through that
day.
It was a magical moment. It really was. And
it really was.
You know,
I wish you guys could have been there with us. We would have loved to share that energy with you. After the show, I don't think my feet were on the ground. The energy that I had in my body was like,
you know what helped me out a lot also personally? Being by the water, because we were right next to the ocean.
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So we were surrounded by the big bay and the ocean in that area. So that helped an awful lot because my reads are always even that much better when I'm by the water, like a body of water like that.
Yeah.
Always my readings are much better.
Or how about in the mountains or in a forest?
Well, my whole life is in a forest, so maybe that's why I'm pretty good, because I'm always in a forest. No, but as far as in nature, I don't think I've ever – I must have done reads. I just can't specifically remember.
Do you ever go up to the mountains and do readings?
No, not in the mountain, not specifically.
How I mean, there
have been – no, there have been houses that have been in the – you know, mountain range,
yes.
and had been, you know, with lots of nature, lots of trees and stuff. That's like nonstop.
I'll tell you why. Because in the Lakota tradition, the rock
yeah.
is our, we call them the grandfathers. They've been here for the longest period of time. They've been here since the creation, rock. And the energy that they carry are unbelievable. And when we have Sweat Lodge, which is called Inipi, when we have Sweat Lodge, we bring in the grandfathers, hot grandfathers that have been sitting in fire, so that when we bring them into the center of the Inipi, to the Sweat Lodge, the medicine person or holy man will just douse the grandfathers with a little bit of water, and then smoke comes. Mm-hmm. And through that, we open up spiritually.
You know what? Next time we do our show, and I meant to do this beforehand, although thank God we didn't need it. But next time we do a show, I want to bring elements in the same room where we're going to be, of literally earth, wind, and fire.
Okay.
And water. Water, earth, wind, and fire. And you know, literally, we'll have a bowl of water,
okay,
and we'll have a candle burning, and we'll have rocks for earth, and we'll keep a fan blowing for wind.
Cool.
You know, so, and I think with all those elements, I bet you we're going to I bet it's going to be out of this world.
I think you're right.
You're right. I think that's going to be really cool and exciting. I've never tried that before, but, you know, and I thought about it afterwards. I said, God, what can I make it even better than that? And I just thought of that.
That's very good. That was from spirit.
Yeah. So I think that would be really, really cool to have all elements
yeah.
in your corner. And I don't think you could lose.
You can't lose. Look
at
today.
You can't lose, yeah.
Look at today when I brought the rock to our other. I had picked up a beautiful rock. I'm a rock freak. So I have a rock from every place I visit. So when we went to Rhode Island 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I picked up a rock. And I just felt that the energy was a little off. It was Mercury retrograde. I said, you know what? I'm going to take this rock with us to do our other show. And it turned out beautifully.
Yeah, it went really well.
I got a couple of calls after the show
mm-hmm.
saying how great we were. And they appreciated all the information. And also that we pulled through nicely for a lot of people. So, you know, that I believe the energy of that rock really helped us to get balanced, grounded.
Regardless, I was just thrilled. I really was. I was very thrilled. And, you know, and we're going to have many more shows after that. And we just got to get the cameras on there now.
Oh, God. No side profile for this girl. Not without plastic surgery. Okay, so everybody that's keeping track of my weight loss, 60 pounds, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That deserves another high five. 60 pounds, you
60 freaking
wow.
pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's like a little person.
Wow. Yeah. Is that Mia's?
Mia weighs 110.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, more than half of Mia.
Yeah.
Mia is her granddaughter.
But I have two other granddaughters that equal 60 pounds.
There you go.
So anyway, I'm way on my way. I should be finished by June 24th next year. But
June 24th next year, really?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. The way things are going, they're going pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. Are you on the treadmill every day?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely speaks.
Do it for like a half hour. Sometimes I do 15 minutes. Sometimes I do 20. Sometimes I do a half hour, but I don't really like a half hour. It's just too much for my knee. I have knee problems.
Right.
So I do try and get my little bit of exercise in. I was built for comfort, folks, not for speed. But I do try to give myself a little bit of cardio.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And the reason why I'm saying this is because there's so many ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening to us who feel helpless in this department. And believe me, folks, you're not helpless. Because Artie can verify this. When I started this diet, I weighed 247 pounds. I cannot even believe I'm saying this. I think my angels are throwing this up in my mouth. And I was a size 28 or 4X, girls, in Lane Bryant. So that's pretty damn bad. Mm-hmm. Now, last night I went to go to Walmart and I bought size 13 jeans.
That's exciting. From a 28 to 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when did I started June 24th.
And you want to know something, folks? It all has to do with being dedicated and determined.
Yes.
And that's the secret. You need to be dedicated and determined.
Yes.
And I said this before, when you have an obsession that you want to break, it's not just your birthday, it's not just the new year that all of a sudden things change. You have to change your mindset to make something work, to make something happen.
Right. And you've got to love yourself.
And Sky, I believe that Sky was you need something to be motivated towards so that you're going to feel good about yourself. For Sky, I believe it was about, you know, performing in front of live audiences and being out in the public. And she was always concerned about that. She was always saying that.
Yeah, but so, also, you know what a big motivation was?
What?
I couldn't walk from the couch to the kitchen.
Yeah, that's a motivation too.
I was just, you know, I have a very small frame. And with all of that weight on top of me, it was really suffocating me.
Yeah.
Yes. And especially when I laid down. And I don't want to have to be on a breathing machine. Not that, you know, what do you call that? You know, when you go to sleep at night, some people have a condition where they stop breathing. And I don't have that, thank God. And I never did have it, but I was headed for it. Had I not controlled myself when I did.
And with that thought, we're going to take a quick break. So stick around because Sky and I will read for you if you just call in to 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WPLQ. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my
tonight. Yes,
right.
Very good, Partridge Family. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Go Hammer.
That's too funny.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
that was one. That was another great show that I used to love to watch.
I did too.
I love watching them. I love watching, let's see, the Partridge Family, the Monkees.
Hey, with the monkeys. Do you know those were the first music videos, if you really want to think about it, they were the pioneer first videos.
Yeah.
Music videos.
Yeah. And it was great. It was really great. I mean, right after school, I'd run home, want to watch them. And it was like a religious thing for me.
How about Dark Shadows? Do you remember Dark Shadows?
Dark Shadows was also fantastic.
I used to run home to watch Dark Shadows because I wanted to know what Barnabas was doing. I was so in love with Barnabas.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget Barnabas Collins. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
So today's topic, we have two topics, but we're going to concentrate on one topic at a time. And we were discussing about, is your relationship strong enough to handle where your partner is, where you feel okay, where your partner could have opposite sex relationships with other people?
Platonically.
And we were discussing that. And I said to Sky, you know, if you feel very uncomfortable with your partner having opposite sex relationships, then you have a major problem in your relationship. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, somebody who's going after your partner and there's definitely a threat, or there was a past relationship before with this person, or the intentions are still there of trying to get back or something. That's totally different. I'm just talking about
friends.
Being friends.
Right.
And I think it's extremely healthy for, you know, your partner.
Absolutely.
To have and for yourself to have friends of the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
And allowing it just to be platonic. And again, yes, put it this way. Do people cross the line? Yes, there are people who cross the line, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simply having good friends that are of the opposite sex and feeling comfortable with it.
I love that. I love the fact that my husband could have a beautiful, friendly relationship with another woman, because to me, it feels like, you know, it's like Audie and I. I love Audie. I love Audie. He's part of my soul family. And I feel as though we were meant to meet. It doesn't mean I want to jump into bed with him. I feel as though he's my brother. And if there was somebody like that from my husband, a sister that could take care of him, or that would see something and tell me, you know,
please write in to, please call, please write in to,
please,
to 1-800 help me.
Right. If the pressure was off me a little bit,
please.
But my husband is a very hard person to make friends with the opposite sex. And even if I bring my friends around, I tell him, go sit and go take her out for coffee. Go have friend. Go have a friendly relationship. I have friends of mine who are so close, who are the male, who are male, that they spend the night here at my house. They will spend the night at my house, and there is absolutely nothing. It's all platonic. I just love them because I can speak to them, get a man's point of view. They actually help my relationship.
Yeah, it's good to bounce off of one another.
It is.
Because you're getting different perspectives of whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of people have a lot of inside jokes with different people about yeah. different situations where you'll find funny, where your spouse will be clueless.
Right.
And it could be with work relations. It could be personal relations. It could be relationships from your past about, you know, your past experiences with each other or whatever. And that's totally cool.
Yes. And it could also be that your male friend, ladies, is having issues with his wife. And he can come and talk to you. I have a male friend. He doesn't live here in New Jersey. He lives in, I'm not going to tell you, but he comes and he sees me all the time. And when he's got problems with his wife, we discuss it. And I give him a female point of view. And then he can understand more. Like, he'll accept it from me because I'm bipartisan. I love them both. So he can accept it from me. But if his wife would tell him the same thing, he would say she's crazy. And it's only because I am an onlooker. I'm a third party. And then he could make his own judgments. But I feel that I have helped many of my male friends understand their wives better and have given them a lot of guidance.
And what happens is that a lot of people have their defensive walls up, like Sky was saying, basically, in other words, is that, you know, a lot of times we'll get advice or we'll want to get our perspective across, but it's coming from your partner in life. It's coming from your parents or your kids or, you know, your kids to you. And all of a sudden your walls are like, no matter what you say, no. But the moment somebody else says the same thing,
right.
their mind is more open. Say, you know what? That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And I've said that many a times where I did readings for women and I told them answers without even knowing what their problem or circumstances. I just get answers. And they said, you know something, you're right. And everybody else tells me that. So they're going to take the advice because they know I'm not judging them.
Right.
And that I'm just coming out with these answers. And it's like, how do you know that? How would you know that of me? Because you don't even hang out with me.
Right.
So I always jokingly say, well, I'm the fly on the wall who watches over you and I hang out. But
I can understand that immensely.
You know, but
I have that situation.
But, you know, it's very, very healthy to have relationships. But, you know, you could tell when it's not healthy if your partner, say, has an opposite sex relationship and if they are not willing to introduce you, then that's a problem. When you don't know, you know, or you're not willing to meet the other person or somebody's hiding the relationship, then you know that's when red flags are up.
Yes.
But when somebody, you know, like I said, when your partner is, you know,
willing
just having
to share.
Willing to share. And you know what? I've had, I'm thinking of this one couple of particularly where she has, you know, her partner in life is in the band. And so he gets a lot of female attention. And she has a very jealous nature. But yet he told her, you know, you can't go out to lunch with any of your guy friends, or you can't do this and you can't do that. But yet when he's up there, you know, he gets, you know, well, texts or emails or something from them. And she says, no. So at first, you know, because when I asked her out for lunch this one time, which I'm not going to mention names, but when I asked her out for lunch one time, you know, I've gone out to lunch and I'm very, very good friends with her family. You know, it's like, you know, literally like a brother sister relationship.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, no big deal. So all of a sudden, she said to me, she goes, Artie, and this is when she first started going out with him, like maybe within a month, she goes, I'm so sorry, Artie. He feels very uncomfortable about me. And how would you like it if I went out with a female?
Blah, blah, blah.
And it's just like, all right, well, mind you, like about a month or two later, she texted me And she was basically like, screw that crap. And she says, when do you want to go out for lunch?
Aw, that was
good. So, but they got to a point in their relationship where it's like, you know what? If you have to be that worrisome, that controlling, that worry, then it's ridiculous. And I'm saying that if you don't have trust in your relationship, then you know what? You don't have a relationship and you should feel comfortable. Like I said, unless if there's somebody who's being very manipulative and who's, you know, who has an ulterior motive, and it's clearly, you know, obvious that, you know, the energy is like a little weird, then, you know, then I could understand.
I'll give you a situation how much my husband trusts me. About, oh, I don't know how many years ago this was, but I already had four children, and my ex-fiance looked me up in Florida when he came down, and he called me and he asked if I wanted to go out to lunch with him just to catch up.
That was Eric Clapton, right?
And I wish. Oh, guys, that's another story. What did I screw up?
Go ahead.
Okay. That was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. But anyway, so he calls me up and I said to Rich, you know, he's here and he wants to just catch up. He was very in love with me. Unfortunately, Richie came in the middle of that, and that was the end of it. I fell madly in love with my husband, and gave him back a 4-carat diamond engagement ring at the time.
Wow.
So anyway, he turned out to be a very successful lawyer, and he was here. He wanted to have lunch. So I invited my husband to come because I wasn't 100% certain that he was that comfortable.
If who wasn't that
come? My husband.
Oh, okay.
So of course the first things out of my mouth was, honey, would you like to come? But first we've got to take a commercial break, and I will tell you the outcome as soon as we come back, folks.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Reservation took away our ways of life.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the Bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
And there you have
Brian,
it, everybody.
I want to thank you for playing that song. And that song went out to my children's godmother.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
I'm listening. And that's for you, my lovely sister, Robin. And she is of the amazing Cherokee Nation. And I am honored to be a part of her family through my grandchildren. And it's just beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, getting back to my story. So he calls up and I ask my husband to join us for lunch. And we were just going to reminisce and shoot the bull. And he said to me, no, that's all right, honey. You go. You go. I'll watch the kids. So I said, are you sure? He says, absolutely. And, you know, I loved him so much more just for that, because he knows me. He mm-hmm. knew that he can trust me. He knew that I was devoted to him, and he knew the kind of person I was. And I would never, and I hadn't seen him in, oh, let's see, maybe 11 years, 12 years. Mm. And even though he did look very sexy, he's a really good looking guy. I, of course, it was just a platonic relationship, and it was just catching up, and I invited him over for dinner, and he came. He saw my kids, and you know, the funny thing was, I saw a tear in his eye, and then as he was leaving, he said to me, you know, those could have been my kids. Mm-hmm. He never married.
Oh, really?
He never married. Nope. He never married. And as he left that night, he looked at me and there was a tear in his eye, and he said, those could have been my kids. Mm-hmm. My heart sunk. I felt like such a heel. But, you know, you have to follow your heart.
You do what...
I followed my heart, and I did the right thing, because you know
what? You don't know what would have happened. I mean, there's a whole other life set of experiences.
Exactly.
With each person who you choose to be with or not be with or whatever.
You know what? We could have been arch enemies today. But it worked out that we're still friends, and it worked out that I fell in love with my husband, and I've been with him now, April, 43 beautiful, blissful years. Blissful.
There were blisters all over the place.
I was ready for you to say that.
You want to know something?
My darling, tell me.
There's going to be a story that I'm going to tell you a story that is going to bring tears to your eyes. It's a beautiful story. Everyone get out your tissues, because you're going to appreciate
this. Leave it, and I've been crying all afternoon.
Okay. Well, this is going to be another one.
You know why.
It was.
I watched a show.
Okay.
Such a sap.
So anyway, it was a story that I read many, many years ago. And I don't know if this was just literally, because it's been so long, I can't remember if it was actually the hunchback of Notre Dame or if it was just a hunchbacked person, literally. And he was very good friends with this beautiful girl growing up. And they were always very good friends. They were always, you know, she always, you know, loved them unconditionally as a person. And when they got in their early 20s, he asked her if she would marry him. And she said, I don't know if I feel that way about you. And he said, listen, I know I'm not the most attractive person in the world, and that, you know, I have this big hump on my back from a back problem. He says, but I just want you to know that when we were in the spiritual world, this is something where it
don't
starts
start
to get
making trouble. Me cry.
Wait,
I can't.
All right. Wait,
go
I'll
ahead.
Take my father's face. That should help. Wait.
I love you.
Yeah. So anyway, he said, when we were in the spiritual world, because she said to him, you know, why should I marry you? You know? And he said, I just want you to know that when we were in the spiritual world, you were the one that was supposed to have this hump on the back. And
he took it.
I told the angels, please, she's so beautiful, don't do that to her. I'll take it for her.
Oh my God, Audie, that is so beautiful.
And so.
Thanks.
And so she was so taken back with tears in her eyes, and she knew that he was telling her the truth.
And that's something at a club, I'll tell
you. And so she ended up marrying him.
That's beautiful.
And they literally lived many, many years thereafter.
Aww.
And so it was a story that I read a long, long time ago, and it was just something that always stuck. So, talk about unconditional love. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to interrupt you, but we have Michael from New Jersey that's been waiting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
or Brian,
Michael.
Is it Michael from New York waiting, or is there two Michaels?
New Jersey. Wrong wording. I'm sorry.
Hey, Michael.
Do we have a Michael from New York also waiting?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Mike. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi. How are you doing?
Sorry to keep you waiting so long, honey.
It's okay.
And we're going to be going to a commercial break in a few minutes, but we're not going to let you go, so don't worry.
All right.
So go ahead, Michael. What's up?
It's Mercury retrograde, Mike.
Your patience will pay off.
Guardian what would you love?
Hello?
I'm wondering who my guardian angel is.
What?
You're breaking up a lot. You're going to have to change your position or whatever it is you're doing.
All right. I'm just wondering who my guardian angel is.
Are you kidding? You can't be serious. Michael, Michael, the archangel, that is your
archangel.
That goes without saying. And I think you have a little Raziel there, because I think you're a little intuitive.
Yes, I was just about to say, you're very intuitive. You're very insightful.
But so I think it's Raziel. And I think, and I know for sure it's Michael.
It's Michael.
Absolutely.
And you get very, very sensitive yourself. You have a lot of empathy for people, and you could tell that people are hurting even when they're not showing it on the outside. And you're very empathetic, and I see tears in your eyes where you feel so much compassion on behalf of other people.
And that's beautiful, Michael. Never lose that.
Yeah, there's a very strong sensitive side to you that it really is very deep and very strong.
And you know something? A man is never more of a man when he can feel that love and cry. Because I think that is the most sexiest, it's the most wonderful thing that a man can do. And it doesn't make you less than a macho. It makes you more of a macho, trust me. But I'm going to tell you something, Michael. I think that you're very intelligent as well. So I think Gabriel's with you too, because that's what I'm being told to say. So I'm seeing Raziel, Gabriel, and Michael. They're all on your side, buddy.
You've been hurt really bad from a former love, from a past love, haven't you? You are hurt really bad from a past love.
Yep.
Yeah, and to this day you think about her, and I see you still, like, you know, it still saddens your heart.
Yeah. But know that whatever we go through in this life, it's learning. So eventually, Michael, you will understand the reasons behind the choices that were made either for you or the choices you make for yourself. But I feel that you're doing pretty damn good, kiddo. You've got a great heart, and I think that you're getting along. And don't come down so hard on yourself all the time, Michael.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I had some weird stuff happen to me about a year and a half ago with spirits seeing them and hearing them.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold that. We have to go to a commercial. Do not leave us. Okay. We are going to come right back to you, Mike. We want to hear it.
Yeah, so stick around, because Guy and I, we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
Excellent. Excellent songs today, Brian. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Cool.
All right. Well, speak clearly and
loud.
Loud and clearly so the whole world could hear your stories.
Okay. Well, I was sleeping, then all of a sudden I got woken up out of my sleep and my dad passed away 16 years ago.
Yes.
And he came in my room. He heard me complaining because I was complaining a lot, pissed off and all that stuff. And he told me, blah, 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 put his hand on my forehead and he started reading my thoughts. And a couple of days after that, I had the Grim Reaper in my room. And then Satan came in my room, and they were testing my throwing arm out there. I used to play baseball back in the day when I was younger.
Yes.
And they were testing me. I don't know what it was about, but it had something to do with baseball. That's all I know.
So you spoke to your father first. He came with a message.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also spoke to me in Latin.
And then you saw the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something. The reason your father came to you was for protection.
Yeah.
He protected you from that night that the Grim Reaper, because he knew that it was not your time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we look at spirits sometimes that have dark cloaks on with pointy cat, like a pointy hood. And we think it's the Grim Reaper, but those are negative spirits. Those are negative spirits. And your dad was there. And even though he was there that one night, he was also there that night that the Grim Reaper came. And I believe that he did protect you. And that's his statement and declarity of the love that he has for you, honey.
And that's the same. And as we were saying before, with Archangel Michael being your angel, Archangel Michael is
protected.
The one is
oh, yeah.
the protection. And so, you know, you were being watched over.
Yes.
You know, during that moment in time. And your father does acknowledge you in all of who you are, and he's always around you. And don't ever think that he doesn't share in your life. He does in his way, in that spiritual way. And he's fully acknowledged as far as all your personal accomplishments. And, you know, you do have his approval.
Michael, were you in a situation where it was life and death, or you avoided an accident, or you survived something that was almost like, you know, could have taken your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to know that that was Archangel Michael protecting you.
You were delayed, right? Wasn't there a delay on your part that something happened where you were being delayed and then something a little later on happened, but you were being delayed, so therefore it didn't happen to you?
No, I think he's involved in it.
Hello?
Yeah, I was heading from Jersey to Florida. Yeah, airport was delayed. The plane.
The
plane crashed?
Huh?
Did the plane crash?
No, I don't know. I had mechanical problems.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you to know that there was a time that I am being told that you were spared. You were spared, and that was from Archangel Michael, because you have a lot of work to do yet. You have a lot of work to do.
Yep.
And you're a very blessed person, Michael.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yep.
All right. Give us a call again. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely, Mike. God bless you, sweetheart.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Very lovely, gentlemen. Very lovely.
Okay. We have another caller, Marie from where?
Summers Point,
New Jersey. Summers Point, New Jersey. Yes.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie. How's it going, honey?
Hi. I'm going to ask a question. I have a friend that's been missing for 3 years.
Hi.
Can you tell me if you know where he got to?
Wait, what was this?
She has a friend of hers that's missing for 3 years. I do not think he's in this country.
Well, he was missing in Mays Landing. That's the last I saw him.
Okay, I don't think he's in this country, Marie.
I keep on seeing lots of cattle. He's around, like, lots of farmland right now, but I keep on seeing lots of cattle. What's his first name?
Yeah.
Barry. B-A-R-R-Y.
Barry.
Barry?
Barry Ryan. Barry didn't want to be found. I don't think he's in the United States. He might have been seen around Mays Landing, you know, last.
So he is alive?
What?
See him alive? You see him alive?
Yeah, I don't feel that he's gone. I do not feel that
I keep on seeing green pastures and cattle and
he's alive. He's not gone. I would know immediately.
Yeah, I believe he's around the island someplace.
Yeah. He is not.
And there's lots there's lots of green pastures and stuff. But
was he in trouble of some sort?
No, he was out hunting.
No. He's not dead. He's definitely not dead.
Okay.
Nope. I just feel as though he just didn't want the lifestyle he was having anymore. But I also feel like he was in trouble as a youth.
With what?
I feel that in his younger day, he was like a little bit of a troublemaker. He used to get in trouble a lot.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Okay,
all right,
so we've got the right guy, but I'm not feeling he's dead. He is not dead.
And I feel like he left on a private charter plane to get out of the States, and he could have very well left out of the Atlantic City airport around, you know, in South Jersey someplace, one of the airports. And
because, you know what?
There was one or two people who left with him.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, really?
You really don't hunt in Mays Landing. That's not, primary hunting in New Jersey.
He's from Mays Landing. He was hunting in Buena Vista.
In where?
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Oh, Buena Vista.
Where is that?
California?
No, that's in New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Where is Buena Vista in New Jersey?
We have a Buena Vista?
No, it's Buena Vista.
Still, where is that about?
Yeah.
He's up there. He's like 70-someone years old. So that's what he did. He's pretty old.
He's not dead. He is not dead.
Can I ask you one more question? Or
sure.
We have, literally 1 minute.
Okay. I just want to see how my health is going to be because I take all this medication. If I'm ever going to get off the medication?
No.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not feeling that either.
No, I don't think so.
It's something that you're just going to have to, it balances out your body.
You're going to change medication.
Right.
They're going to change the medication.
It'll be softer. It won't be as high milligrams, but it'll be.
I think it's going to be a completely different medication they're going to put you on. However, you're going to have to continue to take it.
And I'm getting with headaches, too. There's also headaches being developed. And I feel like because of your headaches or nausea, these symptoms is what's going to cause you to have to switch over to medications.
And
But right, we have to go to a commercial break. All right, listen,
okay,
thanks a lot
thank
for calling
you.
In, sweetheart, and lots of luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.
God bless.
Stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.